And welcome to our pre-show for today, the 10th of March. The 10th of March, 2022. Exit news full screen. Because we're about to go live on our video. And welcome here to the pre-show video watchers for the 10th. Today's a encore show day. Thank you very much for a great many compliments on the Vernon Dozier. Whatever was wrong with Vernon, he's not a baseball fan. He wants people to know that. He doesn't care. He gets up in the morning. He has a bran muffin. He has a bowel movement. His wife follows him into the bathroom. They spray, you know, baseball for this thing. By the way, congratulations to the Florida Panthers. Big 6-3 win over the Philadelphia Flyers. Hot on the heels of a big, I forget what they beat the, I think 5-4. They beat the Pittsburgh Penguins. They've won 5 in a row. People say, why are you a Florida Panther fan, Phil? Well, it goes back to when when Uncle Neil was around, and I went to a Panther game with him and became and followed the Panthers that year. We did a lot of remotes from Miami Arena when the Panthers were on their way to the Stanley Cup Finals, which they did make the Stanley Cup Finals, but they lost in 4 to the Colorado Avalanche. And since then, I've kind of, a little bit of my heart's been with the Florida Panthers. They're having such an amazing year. Now, Sunday night, they're playing, guess who? The LA Kings. That's the team that I followed from when I was a kid. They took the place of the LA Blades. So the Kings are near and dear, but not as much as the Panthers, because I've invested a lot of emotional energy in the Panthers this year. So even though I'm a resident and native of Southern California, Los Angeles, I have to say that kind of pulling for the Florida Panthers. Kings have won their Stanley Cup. They went out and they bought Wayne Gretzky, and they did all of those wonderful things. This Panther team is really interesting. All right, let's talk about what we want to do on the show. This is the 10th of March, 11th of March tomorrow. Let me get out of full screen. That's driving me fucking nuts. I can never see what's going on. The 11th. So we're going to go back to 2020, I think, man. March 11th, 2020. I was just getting to know Jackie. I had not yet gotten to Florida to see her. We didn't actually get together in person until April 29th of 2020. We were on the phone a lot with each other. So let me see what in the fuck, the 11th of March, what hath, here it is, Wednesday. Phil is traveling next week. I thought I was, but I wasn't. It turns out I didn't travel until Phil is traveling next week and hints at what it may be about. Then Dr. Ed Elcott and Gloria Grover report a new religion. Herb Sewell interviews Phil about what Phil may be hiding. Get a load of this shit. It's my whole thing with Jackie. That's pretty funny. Let's see what the Wednesday.
Now,
I guess oh,
I just rubbed my nose and I didn't wipe off.
Oh, this is all. Look at this.
I haven't
COVID,
been anywhere today.
COVID
well,
fear.
I have been, but I wiped off.
I wiped off.
The reason why I'm saying all this shit is, you know, I'm going out of town this weekend and I'm gone for a week. And I'm taking a kind of, I couldn't fuck this up more if I tried, but then I didn't really know, you know, I just said, fuck it. You know, I'm taking a connecting flight. In other words, I'm not taking a nonstop.
Which
where
I did
going.
Not.
I'm not saying
which I did
where
not
I'm going. I'm just not going to say where I'm going until I get there.
You're going to Florida, and I was thinking of connecting through Atlanta and then going down to Miami that way or connecting through Orlando. Then Jackie talked to her doctor who said that's the worst fucking thing you can do with this pandemic heating up as it was 2 years ago. Don't do that. Don't take connectors. The less you're around all that infected air, the better. So that's when I put it off again. And plus, the hotels kept canceling on us. It was quite, maybe kind of an interesting, what the hell is this football flying through the air? What is this?
Actually, just going to have to live with it. That's the,
let me see. What's
I survived. Every week I Survived presents chilling first-person accounts of archived material from the radio show, the podcast, the netcast, the videocast. It's great. It's great. Now get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. That's right. You get one for a month. Get one for a year. In
but
your mind,
one.
You could get one for like for life. Just go ahead and sign up for life.
I already had the month, fight video.
I think that's a good way to go.
I really had the fight
it
video.
It would be a good way to go. Get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show for life, but simply just
we got to do lifetime subscriptions.
Year. Right.
A lifetime subscription. $100. Nah. You get a lifetime subscription to the Phil Hendry Show for $50. What do you think of that? For the rest of your life. Testing 1, 2,
yeah,
testing.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. the world famous Phil Harry Show. Yeah, I'm gonna get my board, you know.
Brand, well, not in each and every. In your mind, you. Could.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my.
The video cast. The video cast. The video cast. It.
Yeah.
God
yeah.
damn it.
For life, but simply, yeah, simply just keep renewing it every year. Right.
All right. Now, what I want to look and see is there's the levels. Oh, I know what I do. I want to see if where this goddamn show actually commenced. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Here it is. Okay, that was it. All right. So this is a show that goes back to March the 11th of 2020. Phil is traveling this week, or next week, and hints at what it may be about. Then Dr. Ed Elcott and Gloria Grover report on a new religion. Herb Sewell interviews Phil about what Phil may be hiding for now. It's a different time, a different era. It was 2 years ago, folks, as the pandemic was heating up. Why don't we listen to that? What else is happening these days? I just got off the phone with Jackie. She was fucking dead tired. I said, go to bed, man, because we do FaceTime. And goddamn the battery that requires. I took a look at my phone. Like 90% of the battery I burn up, I do it on FaceTime talking to Jackie. It's it's interesting, man. She was super tired. I said, just go to bed, man. Tomorrow night, we're going to hang out. We do that. We'll also have, I'm hoping, a brand spanking new Saturday Cinema for you. Not a repeat, but a brand spanking new Saturday Cinema. Okay, so that's having said all that bullshit. Love you. Can't live without you. Let's commence.